It will go down as one of the biggest tweets of the year. Chris Bartsch, 12 years a pro, 6 years in the NHL. He's a guy who plays the ugly game so other guys can play it pretty. Trying to express what the lockout has done to him. Any regrets, Chris, about what you wrote?
No, not at all. And if you don't mind, if I could touch on a couple things before we start, if that would be all right.
Are you trying to take control of this interview?
Well, just for the first four kind of points that I have
okay.
to lay out.
Go ahead.
just for people out there that read that and, just wanted to kind of maybe set people straight on what was laid out, and just wanted to say that my 8 to 10 OVs in port were consumed over a 7-hour period with dinner, so I was coherent when I wrote it. Secondly, I find a lot of people said that I complained. The only thing I complained about was that the NHL owners and the NHL weren't allowing me to do or partake in the thing that I love most and what fans want to see come fall in Canada and the United States.
Okay, let me jump in there.
That is hockey.
You can read your other points for sure. But
okay.
Let me address that. You say the NHL owners aren't allowing you to do that. Wouldn't you agree that this is a joint lockout situation, owners and players, that it's not all on one side?
No, I totally agree with that. And I think in our proposal we set out is, us as players want to, share in the responsibility with well-to-do teams to, hopefully steer the NHL away from making mistakes and maybe correct the ones that have already been made.
Okay, so your other 2 points?
Other 2 points was a lot of people stated that, and also writers stated that I compared my job to that of a farmer, line worker, and trucker. I have family and friends that are in two of those fields. And the only thing I did compare is that, I know from my friends' experiences that at the end of the day, when I came home and I had stress and they had stress, we both would sit down and have a shot and a beer. So that's my only comparison there. And last but not least, I've been getting a lot of offers for interest-free loans. And my financial advisor said that he was pretty upset with those comments. And I just want to let everybody know that I am not in financial distress. My wife and I work with our financial advisor, I'll just use his first name as Brad, about a year and a half ago to prepare for this. The union always told us to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. And myself, I always look at future behavior and base it on past. And if you look at the NHL and Gary Bettman, it seems that in the past, every lockout they've implemented, every CBA negotiation, they've implemented a lockout. And I guess it holds true that that's what they're doing in this case. So
let's move on past that.
Okay.
Well expressed.
All right.
NHL canceled 2 weeks of games today. That cost you, I figured it out, $36,585. What's your immediate reaction to that?
Well, I just got punched in the head here for about 8 rounds, so I just lost 36 grand for getting punched in the head for about 8 rounds today. So,
yeah.
I'm an optimist. So, I think with my role, especially, and a lot of other guys on the fourth line, and I think just in the league in general, as players growing up playing the game of hockey, you don't look at the numbers. You just go, day in, day out. You be an optimist, and for me, I've sacrificed my whole life for the better of a team, for the better of someone else. Out of my 100 approximate fights, 2 of them were for myself because I hated the guy to death, and 98 were for my teammates. So sacrifice for me is a no-brainer. So that's I don't really put much thought into the daily loss or the 2-week loss here for myself or for me. It's for the greater good.
We got lots more to talk about. We'll take a break. But explain why you were getting punched in the head, where you are, and what you're doing.
Actually, I'm at Adrenaline Training Center, home of Team Tompkins in London, Ontario. I come here about 3 days a week, and they throw me around a little bit. And I just wanted to actually send a quick shout out to a local fighter here from Chatham, Ontario, Chad Lepree. He's fighting at Bellator at Caesars in Windsor on October 12th. He's 5-0 and will defend his perfect record.
We'll take a break. More with Chris Bartsch. He mentioned Sean Tompkins, his place. He passed away a few years ago. Great friend of this show. More OTR in a moment.